was happening? Why was it so difficult to move?
It was the Time Lords.
They're your own people, aren't they, Doctor?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, why did you run away from them in the first place?
I was bored.
What do you mean you were bored?
Well, the Time Lords are an immensely civilized race. We can control our own environment. We can live forever, barring accidents, and we have the secret of space-time travel.
Well, what's wrong in all that?
Well, we hardly ever use our great powers. We can simply to observe and gather knowledge.
And that wasn't enough for you?
No, of course not. With a whole galaxy to explore, millions of planets, eons of time, countless civilizations to meet.
Well, why do they object to you doing all that?
Well, it is a fact, Jamie, that I do tend to get involved with things.
Oh, you can say that again. Whenever there's any trouble, he's in it right up to his neck.
But you've helped people, Doctor.
Yes, but that's no excuse in their eyes.
Well, then what are you
going to
do?
Oh, you're going to run away. I've set the controls to take us to a planet on the outermost fringes of the galaxy.
Oh, in that case, we'll probably end up right in their line.
Space and time. Happens for a reason. Why did we end up here? Chronic's dead, nothing left. All seems so confusing. Vortex can't just disappear. What happens when all the lights go out? There's no way back. We're stranded now. What happens when everything goes dark? It's got no life left in its heart. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Seems I'm not that clever after all. Now our race are erased. Nothing but the memories. Folktales told through time. Legacy meant to be buried with the ale key. My remaining lives. What happens when all the lights go out? There's no way back. We're stranded now. What happens when everything goes dark? It's got no life left in its heart. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Seems I'm not that clever after all. A green glimmer of hope. We can't let it go to waste. I give some of my life, we'll use it to escape this place. Where are they running off to? I thought that they would care. Try to keep them safe, they don't know what lies out there. Old and I can't carry on. I'm getting old and I can't carry on. I'm getting old and I can't carry on. I'm getting old and I can't carry on.
Hello everybody, I'm Radio's Frank, and you've been listening to TARDIS Radio. Time and radio dimensions and sound. Yes, so the long and short of it is time and radio dimensions and sound radio. What of it? Okay, I'm just messing with you. But seriously, we here at TARDIS Radio love playing ancient music from the future, broadcasting in the present tense. Are you confused yet? Starting us off was Hardwire with his transdimensional mix of the Doctor Who theme. Then a bit of Chameleon Circuit with a tune called Shipwrecked. And previously, NSG with a song that we call Madness of the 12th Hour. Unfortunately, Cherokee Jack isn't here with us today, otherwise he'd have a bit of fun with that last title. He has a lot of vacation days left to use and decided to take a few of them. I can only imagine him now. Ah, yes. Madness. That sensation one gets when they lose their marbles. That awful yet giddy feeling of one's cerebral fortitude being compromised by ill-gotten experiences. Anyway. Unfortunately, I'm not alone on this station. Torgo is somewhere, probably sleeping in a corner again. I've no idea why. I mean, he has a perfectly good bed.
Solitude is all I know. Here alone, this ship I've flown, it it's all so empty. The angels are weeping, so what do you think? I'll show you the heavens, but baby, don't blink. So trust me, I am a time traveler, but there's places in space that I've yet to explore. And I've been alone up here far too long. So if you're wishing upon this song, the world's got my heart, but I've got one to spare. And it's all yours if you ever dare to come with me. Just the TARDIS, you and me. Show you the heavens, but baby, don't blink. So trust me, I am a time lord. But there's places in the space that I've yet to explore. And I've been alone up here for so long. So if you're wishing upon this song, the world's got my heart, but I've got one to spare. And it's all TARDIS.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
The morning. help me to forget today's pain.
It's radio. It's mystery. It's science. It's radio. Time has come today.
In case you didn't know, you're listening to Time and Radio Dimensions and Sound Radio. Music about or inspired by time travel,
or just music that reminds us of Doctor Who or time travel or about time or maybe space or science or maybe just some cool listening. You know, it's kind of a broad spectrum, but you get the idea.
Give me back the mic, Radio's Frank. It's my turn.
Sure, fine. Whatever you say, Togo.
Torgo.
Whatever.
I'm Torgo. I take care of the place while the master's away.
Don't say Cherokee Jack.
The second block of music was by Bree Dirtbacker. Then we heard some Gary White.
It's Gary Wright.
Or Wright. A TARDIS radio promo with Cherokee Jack. And then some Queen. It was epic. Epic.
All right, give me that. Don't you mean epic?
Hey, that was... Hey, get back.
Need something to wet my whistle. Anyway, I don't know about you, Torgo, but I do plan on living forever. Closing us out is another Tom Milsom truck song. So thank you guys for listening. And just a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at TARDIS Radio.
Or you can follow me at Knees of Torgo. It's all about the knees, you know.
Yeah, Torgo, we know. It's all about your knees. Anyway, guys, 73s.
Hey, that rhymed.
Now then, what about me?
We have accepted your plea that there is evil in the universe that must be fought, and that you still have a part to play in that battle.
What do you mean that you're going to let me go free?
Not entirely. We have noted your particular interest in the planet Earth. The frequency of your visits must have given you special knowledge of that world and its problems.
Yes, I suppose that's true. Earth seems more vulnerable than others, yes.
For that reason, you will be sent back to that planet.
Oh, good.
In exile.
In exile?
You will be sent to Earth in the 20th century. And will remain there for as long as we deem proper. And for that period, the secret of the TARDIS will be taken from you.
But you can't condemn me to exile on one primitive planet in one century in time. Besides, I'm known on the Earth. It might be very awkward for me.
Your appearance has changed before. It will change again, and that is part of the sentence.
You can't just change what I'd look like without consulting me!
You will have an opportunity to choose your appearance.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. But I warn you, I'm very particular.
Here is your first choice.
Huh? Oh, he's too old! Well, he's too fat, isn't he? No, he's too thin. That one's too young. Oh, no, that won't do at all. This ridiculous.
You're wasting time, Doctor.
Well, it's not my fault, is it? Is this the best you can do? I've never seen such an incredible bunch.
Since you refuse to take the decision will be taken for you.
No, I never said that. But I maintain I have the right to decide what I look like. It could be very important on the Earth. People on Earth and Tessa, really great deal of importance. What's happening? What's happened?
The time has come for you to change your appearance, Doctor, and begin your exile.
Is this some sort of joke?
No, I refuse to be treated in... What are you doing?
Stop! You're making me giddy. No.
You can't do this to me. No.
I've reached the end, but this is not the final curtain. In fact, I'm almost certain a new world's opening for me. My time on Earth has reached its natural conclusion, but now I'm under the illusion that from now on I will be free. I've met this guy who's hard to understand, but always sorts the job in hand and never fails to save the day. He's got the ship, well, not a ship, a box that flies through time and space and always saves the human race. And last September's just a button press away. Oh me, oh my, look at him fly. Oh my, oh me, who can he be? Oh me, oh my, look at him fly. Oh my, oh me, who can he be? Now I don't want to sound outrageous, but now we're in the Middle Ages, and there's some aliens here too. The doctor says that aliens exist all over, from Margate to Moldova, if you know just where to look. He's got a brain size of a planet, so I ask myself, how can it be that he wants me each time I stay with him? And if I ask him who he is or where he's from, then all he says is he's a Time Lord, and then mumbles something about Gallifrey. Oh my, oh me, who can he be? Oh me, oh my, look at him. Oh me, oh my, look at him fly. He's the doctor. Who does he think he is? He's talking to Davros and he's walking towards his plunger thing of death. Does he always seem to make it? I think sometimes he has to fake it. One man can't always be the best. Must be pretty lonely, knowing you're the only one of your kind alive. When the fate of the universe is resting on his shoulders, it's a wonder how he survives, that he survives. Oh my, oh me, who can he be? Oh me, oh my, look at him fly. Oh my, oh me, who can he be? And why does he want me?